On the corner of Main and Mercy stood a building tall and proud, with stained glass saints in silent light and a cross above the crowd. Every Sunday morning you could hear the old bell ring, calling folks from near and far to see what faith would bring. The doors were white and polished, the floors were clean and bright, the sermon echoed holy words in perfect Sunday light. But outside by the sidewalk sat a man in tattered clothes, watching well-dressed believers walk past him to their rows. And I heard a quiet whisper,
not angry, not unkind,
saying this house was never meant to be the place you'd find. All the fullness of my presence were the measure of my worth. I don't live inside the steeple, I live inside the heart. There was a meeting after service about the pain, about the roof,
about the budget and the furnace, and defending sacred truth.
Someone mentioned feeding hungry folks down on the east side street, but the motion lost in questions about the cost and about the heat.
And again the gentle whisper, like a sorrow mixed with love, said, I walked with no possessions and I came from up above.
If you love the walls that hold you more than children of the earth, and you mistaken my reflection for the value of your church. I was homeless and you passed me, I was thirsty, you looked away.
I was reaching for your mercy, but you said some other day.
When you gather in my name, I am standing in your midst, but you'll miss me in the singing if you miss me in the least. Now the building's still standing, but something's changed inside.
They opened up the fellowship hall and they let the hurting by.
There's laughter mixed with tears now, and prayers that sound like truth,
as the church spills through the doorway into loving what he loves.
'Cause the house was never holy without mercy, without grace, and the church was never brick and stone, but people face to face. So lift your eyes beyond the walls, let your faith walk out and start.
He's out living in the steeple.
He's a love inside the heart.